Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a pad layer system for rewind-worthy drops in Ableton Live 12, tuned for jungle and old-school DNB energy. Now, pads in this style are not just pretty background chords. They're emotional engineering. They create dread, nostalgia, tension, and that big atmospheric pressure that makes a drop feel like it's about to spill over the edge. The goal here is not one giant wash of harmony. The goal is layers with jobs. We're going to build a four-part pad stack. One layer will be the harmonic foundation. One will add motion in the mid-range. One will live up in the air and space zone. And one will be your reverse or impact layer, the thing that helps the drop pull into the rewind moment. Then we'll route everything through a pad bus so the whole stack behaves like one instrument. For this style, think 160 to 174 BPM and think in 8-bar or 16-bar phrases. That's where the drama lives. A good jungle or old-school DNB drop often feels bigger because the arrangement clears space before the hit, so keep that in mind from the start. Pads need contrast to feel huge. If everything is full all the time, nothing feels special. Start with the harmony. You do not need a dense jazzy progression to make this work. In fact, simple is often stronger. A minor key loop with a bit of tension goes a long way. Think D minor, for example, moving between Dm9. BB Maj 7, Csus 2, and back to DM 9, or something rawer, like D minor, Eb, D minor, and C. Small harmonic movement, big emotional effect. Now let's build layer A, the foundation pad. This is the anchor. It should feel warm, controlled, and supportive, not flashy. In Ableton, you can use wave-eatable or analog here. If you go wave-eatable, start with a saw or a triangle saw blend, add a little detune, and keep the unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices. If you go analog, use a saw on one oscillator and a square or another saw on the second, slightly detuned. Shape the filter so it blooms rather than pokes. Keep the attack a little soft, maybe around 80 to 200 milliseconds, so the chord opens naturally. Let the release breathe, but not so much that it smears the drums later. Then insert a Q8 and high pass the low end, somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz, maybe higher if the mix is crowded. If there's mud around 250 to 400 Hz, clean that out. If the pad is fighting your snare presence, a small dip in the 2 to 4 kHz range can help. After that, a touch of saturator can add density without making the layer loud. Keep it subtle. 1 to 3 dB of drive is often enough. Then use utility to check width. You can open it up a bit, but always keep mono compatibility in mind. This pad should feel like the shadow of the chord, not the spotlight. Next is layer B. The movement pad. This one is where the track starts breathing. Old school DNB loves motion inside simple harmony. Use a brighter wave-eatable patch here, or anything with some harmonic richness. Then automate the filter cutoff, or use autopan for rhythmic movement. A synced rate at half notes or one bar can work beautifully, especially with a small amount setting, so it's more of a pulse than a wobble. You can also use chorus ensemble to give it a slight swirl, and echo if you want a little smear behind the motion. Keep the delay filtered and very subtle. This layer should feel alive, like something moving behind the brakes. It's especially effective if the drums themselves are relatively simple, because then the ear catches the motion and reads it as energy. Now for layer C, the atmosphere pad. This is your air, your width, your sense of space. It should be felt more than heard. Drift works great here, or a simple wave-eatable patch with some texture. Add erosion or redux lightly if you want grit. Then send it through hybrid reverb, with a large space and a fairly dark tone. The important thing is to keep this layer high-passed aggressively, often somewhere between 300 and 600 Hz, so it doesn't crowd the drums or bass. Push the width wider than the other layers if you want, but stay disciplined. This layer is about depth and tail, especially around transitions and rewind moments. If you can clearly notice it all the time, it's probably too loud. The best atmosphere layers are the ones you miss when they're gone. Now layer D, the reverse or impact pad. This is the transition glue. It's the thing that makes the drop feel like it's getting pulled in by gravity. The easiest method is to render or freeze your pad chord, consolidate it to audio, reverse it, and then print reverb into the sound so the tail blooms backward. That classic reverse swell before the hit is a huge old-school move. Place that reverse layer 1 or 2 beats before the drop, so it leads into the snare fill, the break restart, the vocal shout, or the rewind effects. That sudden pull-in effect is exactly what makes people feel the drop coming before it lands. Once the layers are built, group them into a pad bus. This is where you make the stack act like one instrument. On the bus, Use EQ8 again to clean the low end, usually around 120 to 180 Hz and sometimes a gentle dip in the muddy 250 to 450 zone. Then use glue compressor lightly, just enough to unify the layers. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is often plenty. A touch of saturator can help the pads read on smaller speakers without turning them up. Use utility to manage the stereo field and check mono regularly. And most importantly, sidechain the pad bus to the kick or kick snare bus. In Jungle and DNB, the pads have to breathe with the break, fast attack, musical release, and enough ducking to let the drums punch through. You can also add rhythmic movement on the pad bus itself. Auto pan at a subtle 1/8 or 1/16 rate can help the whole stack dance with the groove. Or use gate if you want more obvious rhythm shaping. The key is that the pad should bow to the drum pattern, not sit on top of it. Here is a big arrangement tip. Do not keep the same pad energy through the entire drop. That's how it becomes wallpaper. Instead, shape it in phases. In the first 4 bars, let the full stack breathe. In the next 4, thin out the atmosphere layer and let the movement layer do more work. Then, when the drop lands, consider removing the widest or lushest layer for a moment. That absence makes the drums feel bigger. When the pad comes back, it feels earned. Also, use automation like a musician, not just a technician. Automate filter cutoff. Automate width. Automate reverb send. Automate detune amount. Small changes in the last half bar before the drop can make the whole section feel like it's rising up, and then cutting out at exactly the right moment. That tension to release motion is what makes a rewind moment hit. A few advanced variations are worth trying too. One is a dirty parallel pad bus. Duplicate your main pad group and process the copy harder with saturator, redux, maybe a bit of pedal, and a short reverb. Blend it in quietly underneath the clean stack. That gives you roughness and grit without losing the harmonic shape. Another strong trick is staggered voicings. Don't make every layer play the exact same chord voicing. Keep the foundation more closed and grounded. Spread the upper voices in the atmosphere layer, and maybe only reveal the full color on the reverse swell. That subtle reveal can make the drop feel more intentional and more dramatic. You can also split your modulation by layer. Let the foundation move slowly, the texture layer move a little faster, and the atmosphere layer bloom on a long swell. When all the layers move at different speeds, the stack feels deeper and more organic. And do not forget the low-level listening test. If the pads disappear completely when you turn your monitor down, they may only be working as room feel. That can be fine sometimes, but if you want them to support the arrangement, make sure the emotional core still reads quietly. Often the answer is not more volume, it's more harmonics. One more classic trick for this style is to resample your pad with a little drum bleed. Print the pads while the break is playing, then chop out tiny bits of ambience or leakage from the render. That imperfect edge can make the track feel more old school, more human, more lived in. So here's the practical workflow. Set your tempo around 170. Write a simple 2-chord loop in a minor key. Build your foundation pad, movement pad, atmosphere pad, and reverse pad. Group them, sidechain them, and arrange them across a 16-bar intro and drop. Bars 1 through 4 can carry the full stack. Bars 5 through 8 can reduce the atmosphere and push movement. Bars 9 through 12 can let the drop hit with less pad weight. Then bars 13 through 16 can bring in the reverse swell and filter motion to tune up the next switch. If you want to test whether it's working, ask yourself 3 questions. Does the break still punch? Does the bass stay clear? And does the drop feel emotionally bigger than the section before it? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. The big takeaway is this: a rewind-worthy jungle or old-school DNB drop is not about one massive pad. It's about layered harmony, careful frequency placement, motion, contrast, and arrangement discipline. Build the pads like a narrative. Let each one do one job. Keep the low end clean. Use sidechain and automation. And let the pads help the track feel like it has a story, not just a chord. If you build it that way, your drop won't just sound wide. It'll feel darker, deeper, and a lot more rewindable.